And welcome to a Wednesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Sandra. 2 hours of sports talk radio coming your way, and we appreciate you being with us. Needless to say, there's a lot to get to over the course of the next few hours. Tons of stories. I don't even know where to begin, although I think I do know where to begin because we had kind of a big game last night for our Atlanta Hawks, but there's all kinds of other stories floating around from the draft being literally a week away. The Braves, no surprise, doing what they're doing this year. Win one, lose one. Nothing happening there. A lot of fallback from the Wiley Ballard situation, mm-hmm. and get Sandra on that. And I don't know, just busy. Just a lot of stuff that I think we'll entertain you with over the next 2 hours as we just left our show meeting, walked in here. All kinds of news around the radio station as well, hopefully coming up. So how are you? How was your evening?
I'm annoyed. It was, if you're a sports fan in Atlanta, I mean, the Hawks and then the Braves and the Braves and then the Hawks.
Yeah, it's not okay.
It's not cute.
What that was in Orlando. It's not okay. That was a miserable effort of just dominating by a bigger, stronger, better team, you know. I asked on Twitter 3 words to describe what happened last night, and it just got flooded with comments. And, you know, I mean,
I thought Vince Kenny had the best response. We traded Luka.
Yeah. Is that what he said? Good for Vince, man. Good
I said Vince. You just won it.
Zach Klein said better team won. That was good also. It's just the manner. I mean, so out physicaled, so soft. So timid. Trey's first half was an abomination. I mean, he was just awful in the first half, getting stripped, looking for fouls. You know, this happened to him against the Heat a few years ago when they're just big guards and they're too physical and Jimmy Butler was D'ing him up. And last night, their size and strength. Orlando's a legit team with two. Is it Franz Wagner and, of course, Paolo Banchero. But Wendell Carter Jr., Pace Academy graduate, dude, he was tough and physical. And the Cook kid coming off the bench? It just was bad. It was just – and then Trae Young's antics at the end of the game. So, I mean, you know, listen.
His antics where he got thrown out with –
a couple of minutes left.
Left five minutes and change left.
He's just – he gets to the line a lot because he's really good at it, but it's nonstop.
Okay,
trying to go
they
to the
were
foul
also
line.
Down by 22. Like, let's. Trey was so frustrated, and you're down by 22 in what the internet, and I'm sorry I don't remember who said this, but I thought it was so perfect, the Atlanta Hawks Invitational, which is these play in games. It's a joke. You're down by 22.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
The Magic
a good
came
look.
Out, and they were up by 15.
The Magic came out the way Georgia basketball came out against Gonzaga. Like the game was over by the time you looked up. Mm-hmm. It's like this is total domination. Now, the Hawks get within three and have the ball in the third quarter. I mean, a hell of an effort. But listen, you are what you are. Your record says who you are. Your where you finished in the standings says who you are. Mm-hmm. The relevance you have in the NBA in terms of, you know, you're in the play-in every year. And if you think Jalen Johnson is not Steph Curry, he's not Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's never even been an all-star before. So before we just decide that it's only about Jalen Johnson, let's keep that in mind. He's never been an all-star. He's a nice player. He's maybe their second best player. That's fine. But come on. I mean, you know, last night, just a tough effort. Braves on the road last night in Toronto. You knew the Jays were going to offensively wake up at some point. But this is who we are. You can't.
Well, Spencer Schwellenbach had his worst outing since he's been with the Braves. He's the shortest outing since he's been with the Braves. And the Braves had three home runs solo. That was it. Today, I mean, you got to look to the skies. The Spencer Strider returns. So, but what I was really most annoyed about, Steak, was reading the internets and the Twitters yesterday and the articles that I don't know what kind of journalism it is when you literally are the most one-sided quotes on the Twitters regarding Wiley Ballard and that situation. I cannot believe, well, we talked about it, it's going to hit national magnitude, but it hit for all the wrong reasons, stake of the backlash of this. People were saying it was dangerous. It was ill-intended. And I just thought, Wiley Ballard? Are you people for real? This was the quote. I want you guys to hear this because this is New York. This is the number one radio station in New York on their morning show. It's Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti.
I actually saw something in the last break that was like, anybody who's co-signing on this behavior is just a jerk or something. I'm like, what? It was goofy. I mean, this isn't like Harvey Weinstein here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just a a reporter. These are young, single girls at the game. They're laughing. I mean, is he threatening them in any way? Like, what are people talking about?
I think most people feel that way. I know you're reading the internet. But the internet is the...
I'm especially reading the AJC, and they didn't have a byline. It just says AJC Sports, where I want to say they took six or so Twitter that is going against Wiley, and not even mostly female. There was men that were saying, this isn't ethical, and this is... I was blown away.
What do we always talk about? You come to sports to not talk about your 401k. To not talk about your neighbor who's MAGA or your professor who is ultra leaning left, meaning like the two extremes that you get hit over the head with, or the internet where you've convinced that everybody is ready for a civil war. Like you're going to sports to get away from the cesspool that is constant antagonism towards each other. Like, we are the release.
That's a good way to put it.
We're the release. Mm-hmm. That was a good-natured, fun, young man, young women. I heard some of the internet say, how do you think your mom met your dad? He probably asked for her phone number.
And I can guarantee you most women out there are hoping that you guys will get off of the and come ask for our phone numbers,
interact,
right?
Please get off
have
of a,
human interaction.
Get off of a dating site.
Yes.
Get off of swiping.
Right.
Get off of texting and have a human interaction where you look somebody straight up and have fun with it.
It's egregious. Do you hear me? Egregious.
Yeah, which was clearly
cleared innocent.
Like before they went to it. It's not like it wasn't gotcha.
They didn't ambush these two ladies sitting up in the Jay's Nest, and all of a sudden it's just
so ridiculous.
It just is another bit of evidence of lighten the F up, y'all.
Yeah,
all you females that are hanging on this, and that's your stance. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but I'm going to tell you, be careful. Be careful with that stance, too. Because when you are a sideline reporter with the Atlanta Braves or Major League Baseball, you cannot get on your high horse and then also say, well, I'm going to go taste that ice cream sundae that they have today with 35 flavors in it. You know, be careful. You can go interview and have ethics and respect and also tongue firmly planted in cheek. Have some fun out there. Show a personality. There was nothing about that interview that should have been controversial. Zero.
I believe, much like I believe, that most folks are more in the middle politically, and we don't spend our lives, shaking our hand at the sky and lamenting. Like, most of us are pretty much have the same values. We want to take care of our family and you want to be good to each other and, want to be have the same priorities to work hard and everything. Most people have fun, but you get on the internet and now you still real backlash. I don't think there's one.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And by the way, that guy that I just asked, what's the guy's name I just asked to come on our show? Ralph.
I don't know who it is. I've never heard of him.
He's a Fox. His name is Ralph. I gave his official name. And I just asked him to come on the show because he can't direct message him. He can't DM him. So I just did it over the intranet. And I was just last night reading through. He's Ralph Vashanio. And he is a Fox reporter, an NFL writer for Fox Sports. He says, I find it disgraceful and unprofessional, and put the woman in a terrible, unwelcome, unfair, even dangerous spot. And I said to him, that's the word he used, by the way, was dangerous. And I was like, how is this woman in a dangerous spot? Wiley Bowman, one of the most pleasant people, all of that in his interaction. Are you going for clicks here? It's one of the worst takes I've ever heard. And then I said, why don't you come on the show and debate this? I don't even know how you use the word dangerous. Right?
And I believe a lot of you are underestimating.
The guy's a Fox reporter in sports.
It's absurd. This woman, Lauren, by the way, why don't you guys give her a little credit? She has a voice. She said, I'm not into this. Or made humor or whatever.
By the way,
you know what she did? She put her phone number in Wiley's phone.
Yeah, because
she's into it, and he's adorable. And what if they had a nice dinner together? Like, I just feel like y'all are underestimating the power of your voice as a woman. You are allowed to, thanks, I'm good. I don't want to be on this.
I have a boyfriend.
Whatever it is.
I don't want to be on camera. By the way, you know what a lot of people say? I don't want to be on camera.
Right.
You don't walk up to somebody and put a camera
That's
on them.
Not That's not how it works.
It's not even legal.
Right.
Oy,
I told you, I was annoyed, and so I'm watching the Braves, they're losing, and the Hawks are down
thing,
by...
I'm not even going to do 9-9. I'm going to take my own political stand.
Good for you!
Like, dangerous. I mean...
You're dangerous.
It's dangerous that people are that uptight, right? Gosh,
well,
darn
that's
it.
Not new news. I mean, it was
Wake
just a reiteration
Wake up in the morning, you
want to
have a laugh.
I know.
And the AJC, I will say this. I just read through the article. Most of their posts are people giving him credit, like best play of the year for the Braves and everything else. The headline, though, read differently, correct? The headline read, taking heat. Wiley Barrett taking heat. I think Wiley Barrett's not taking heat. I think he's taking a lot of love.
And by the way, he took his journalism so important,
that
he was on a hot dog seesaw last night on camera. So those of you who are thinking you're likely going to win a Pulitzer Prize for that position, you are wrong.
By the way, Sandra is a female.
What?
Was a sideline reporter and did so for the Atlanta Braves. So with all these women reporters that want to sound off, I think the person I'm sitting next to is a much more credible source because she did the exact same freaking job.
I feel like two things can be true. I'm never going to tell somebody how to feel state because those women are in their feels about it. I get it. I don't know their circumstances. But I'm telling you how I feel, and my stance on it is, Wiley, you did nothing wrong, and good for you.
When we come back, why Trae Young get tossed? What does he say about it? And looking ahead to Friday night. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's 9:23 on a Wednesday morning. My name is Steak That Sandra. You're driving around the great city of Atlanta. Get the Odyssey app. Lock it in. Listen to us around the clock. So much to get to. We know our mommies, one down in Panama City,
mm-hmm.
one up in Boston, also on the app, always listening. And the signal is phenomenal as well. We're home of the Hawks, home of United, home of the Falcons, home of the NFL Draft, of course, next week, which will be super intriguing as it starts to play itself out. Always seems like it takes forever to get there because there's so much interest in the draft. So there's so much lead up and conversation. You know, I get frustrated. I get impatient, just like when I sit at training camps and the season's weeks away and I get myself geared up. I get myself so draft focused and then it's like, oh, dude, we got 3 more weeks.
Right. Now I've read
12 mock drafts already. So, our buddy Rusty, who lives for the NFL draft, and a lot of people do, he'll be on with us on Friday. And then lucky for Rusty, he'll be on the day after the draft, round one, rounds two and three will be the Friday night, and then the rest of the draft will play out over the weekend on Saturday. The Atlanta Hawks go down, lay a complete egg against the Orlando Magic. Magic, a pretty good basketball team. And again, the thing you have to think about the Magic is – you know, what's the long-term plan for the Atlanta Hawks? How do we get out of this play-in purgatory? How do we become a franchise?
The Atlanta Hawks Invitational.
Yeah. how do we become what the Cleveland Cavaliers are, which will contend for an NBA title, I would argue, for the next 4 to 5 years? What the Boston Celtics are, who I heard somebody say Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't know anything other than Eastern Conference Finals. They've been in like seven wow. Eastern Finals. I think they've been in two or three NBA Finals, but they just live there. Like Jaylen and Jason, two stars in Boston, go to the Eastern Finals every year, which means they're always in the mix. Giannis and the Bucks, since he got there recently, were always either competing for a title, winning a title, going deep in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Miami Heat are the same way. If you're a Heat fan, you hear about Heat culture, you go to NBA Finals, you beat Boston on the road in Game 7 to get to Finals, you have huge games time and again. That's what it means to be relevant. That's what it means to be relevant in the NBA. Every year, your fan base believes that if things fall your way, Miami ended up in the Finals, didn't win it. Boston ended up in the Finals, they win it. Milwaukee ended up in the Finals, they won it. Cleveland now will be the next team, best record mm-hmm. In the East. Oklahoma City, you're relevant. You're in the Finals. You're in the Western and Eastern Finals. You have a team that if they stay healthy and you add a piece, you believe has a chance. You don't feel that way when you're an 8 seed, when you're a 10 seed, when you're in the playoff purgatory. You didn't build off of the Eastern Final appearance that went to six games. You didn't build on it. And don't believe that Jalen Johnson is Oscar Robertson, right?
Right.
He's a nice player. But last night you realize that Orlando is closer than we are. How do I know that? Their two stars, specifically, and their supporting cast look like they have a chance more so than we do in terms of long-term. Paolo Banchero, a number one pick, is better than Zachary Risacher. Paolo Banchero is a great number one overall from a few years ago. Franz Wagner, outstanding superstar. We don't have two guys like that. We don't. Jalen Johnson's not as good as Wagner. Trey and Banchero, most people would probably take Paolo Banchero over him just because he's bigger. Hard to win with under a diminutive point guard, although Trey's a great player. So, I don't know. There's just another team in our way. Indiana's another team in our way. It's frustrating to watch us lose by 25 to the Magic. It's also frustrating to watch Trey Young get tossed and whine to the officials. Here he is last night after the game just saying, call me the foul.
Where it's not even necessarily basketball at that point. So, I think that's where the frustration got. And sometimes I take my frustration on the rest, not just for me, it's for my teammates. Like, I see Dyson Daniels going. I mean, he may not be a household name yet, but he deserves the same amount of respect as some of these other guys. And if you see a foul, you should call the foul. And that's pretty much all it was for me.
Yeah, referees had no role. If you're one of these dummies on the internet complaining about, you know, the Hawks got screwed, They lost by 25 points. I mean, for real. They were out-physicaled. They were out-hustled. They lost every 50-50 ball. Trae Young on the court last night was a minus. Let me just get it right. He's a minus 22 on the court. He was a minus 22. For Orlando, Cole Anthony was a plus 32. That means they scored 32 more points when he was there. When Trey was on, they were down minus 22. So he didn't help. I don't care that he had 28. He was 8 for 21. Are you going to be able to handle Friday night or you're done?
So Friday night.
I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told him I was sticking up for the squad and I'm not going to let the rest frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a win or go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm going to be ready for them. We got to go home and take care of business.
So Friday night, it comes down to this game. You're going to play the winner of Chicago and Miami. All right. And then what? Okay, so again, don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but you are what you are. The Atlanta Hawks Invitational, you lost last night. Now you're all, it's the season's on one game Friday night. And then what? You're going to go play now Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
And now what? Snyder's job secure stake? And the reason I say this, several of y'all yesterday on the Twitters were like, why is Quinn Snyder not catching it? And because everybody should be catching it at this point.
I mean, I know that Quinn Snyder is very well regarded by Tony Ressler and that whole group.
So you say no. He's
he's not even in the conversation. Okay. Everybody else is, including Trae Young, including, you know, I mean, I don't know, Jalen, Dyson, whatever. I mean, Dyson Daniels obviously is a steal. You're not going to mess with him and Reese Deshay.
Whatever's happening now is leading you to mediocre again.
Yes.
As the Atlanta
Hawks I mean, I think I did hopefully a good job
you
of just laying out like who's relevant and who's not. Right. I mean, that's all you're playing for. The Atlanta Braves may be sitting with this, you know, horrendous record, but you are who you are. The Atlanta Braves are a World Series contender every single year virtually. Even last year, if you got a hot at the right time and Chris Sale wasn't injured right before the postseason, you're like, stranger things have happened. I saw Arizona and Texas in the World Series. Wasn't that the World Series a few years ago? Mm-hmm. Well, we could get hot. You're relevant. Nobody, you know, Buster
Olney. Well, your brand is consistent through the years.
Yes.
Win chips, but being in the top tier of Major League Baseball consistently.
Tim Kuchar only don't have conversations about baseball without the Atlanta Braves. And I can promise you that Brian Windhorst and insert NBA, you know, reporter. We're not in the conversation. The Falcons aren't in the conversation. Like we were last year because Kirk Cousins, so we were kind of like, right?
Yeah.
We're not,
until
you
we
know.
Weren't.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. So, listen, you are. I know that Tony Russell doesn't enjoy walking in a room with 30 owners and being, you know, an irrelevant franchise because you're in the 8, 9, or 10 hole every year. He doesn't want that. It's hard to win in the end, right? Arthur Blank doesn't like walking in with 31 other owners and knowing that, like, you're not even considered a contender in any form.
Atlanta should be one of the top sexiest markets in the country for the NBA.
Yeah.
Folks rolling through here, and for that State Farm to put on the product, which they do, which is one of the best game in-game atmospheres in the NBA. I believe it was voted one a couple of years ago, or if not this year. But stake for the NBA to have Atlanta not be relevant.
And yes, it stinks.
It does stink.
Well, here's Quinn on his star franchise player and his antics at the end of the game.
We didn't have a chance to. It happened fast as far as what happened. You're always concerned when there's a hard foul that puts a player in some sort of compromising position that could result in an injury. That was my understanding, that he hit the transom. But I didn't see, I saw that. I didn't see what transpired afterwards.
All right. Sorry, you know, sorry that meant nothing. And it really, the ejection, to Sandra's point, you know, I'll give her credit. Like, you're right. What does it matter? You're already.
You're by 22. You were in it, and then you were out again.
When you hear what we just did, an entire segment on the Hawks and the Eastern Conference, and the relevance. What do you think as a Hawks fan? I mean, I can get us pumped for Jalen and Risa and Dyson and Trey and Okongwu and say, yeah, we're in the mix. But you have to go by recent history. Are we really in the mix? Are we really? Is Jalen Johnson, are we just going to keep saying that as we lose by 25 points to a 7 seed in a one-game kind of playoff scenario? When we come back, the one coach that kind of maybe is changing the NIL portal, and the embarrassment of this head coach just goes deeper and deeper. We've got a tailgate coming up. I'm Steak. She's Sandra. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio, Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's 9:40. We got a lot of time to sit back next 15 minutes and really go through a couple of big stories in college football. One, I think, a movement hopefully towards some kind of change or taking some power back for coaches that are absolutely getting raked by the portal and the NIL deals and the agents that are permeating everything to do with college football, and also the insanity of what some consider the greatest coach of all time. Braves lose in Toronto. How do we fill out the homestand coming up? Should be a beautiful weekend. I know the baby Sophie has already reached out from Athens. She's like, want to take my girlfriends who have never been to a Braves game. We're going to come to town. I thought, fun weekend series. Twins, kind of a novelty to have Minnesota in town. Doesn't happen very often. And
the Cardinals. I mean,
yeah, and there's a lot of St. Louis fans in town. So I love the homestand coming up, but you got to finish your business and hopefully not lose both series. You lost the Tampa series, and then now you're in danger of losing this series. Although I think Spencer Strider, can you imagine what it's like for him now to finally get a regular season start with everything that he has been through, with all the expectations of where this guy lands in terms of importance to this team, to go out tonight.
Today, 107, y'all. 107. Afternoon baseball. Beautiful day. Get on a deck.
Of course, it's not a must win. Of course, it's not a critical game. But it's really damn interesting to see, can we come home with a 500 road trip, and can we get him on track? And what kind of pitch count will he be on? And can the Braves find a way? And again, I'm beating a dead horse. When you start the year 0-7, the hole you climb out of, and if you lose today, you're in a deeper hole. So that's just going
to
be who we are for a while.
You have to go on a run and stack some wins, yes. And you haven't done that at all. And by at all, you have not won back-to-back games. Last night, Spencer Schwellenbach, Braves lose 6-3. Worst outing of his young career. 4 2/3, gives up 6 runs and 6 hits. It was a 5-run 5th inning. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ozzie had solo shots, and that was about it. Today, Chris Bassitt is one of not only the Jays' best pitcher, but one of the best in baseball. He's a big old boy on the mound. I believe he's 6'5". So Spencer Strider can do his thing, but he can't hit. These bats have got to come alive. They're off on Thursday, and like Steak mentioned, then our homestand.
Yeah, the only team in baseball that has less wins than the Atlanta Braves are the Colorado Rockies at 3-14, who are supposed to be bad, and of course the White Sox, the worst team in baseball. They have 4 wins. Nobody has less than nobody has as few as 5, other than the Braves, Rockies, and White Sox, and. You know, you are who you are. You can't start the year 0-7 and getting swept by 2 teams out west and then have it be okay. And it's not okay, but it's going to be like this for a little while. You know, step in the right direction will be Spencer Strider today in Toronto. So looking forward to that. Also, something that's gone viral somewhat, Miss Sandra. Why did you ask this question earlier?
I was reading an article about more people are taking their lunch to the office.
Bringing their lunch to the office.
Yep. And because they started tracking it, I guess, at the end of last year. And by they, I mean the Wall Street Journal did this whole article. But through the years, through history of going into an office, it's talking about the economy. So when you start pinching pennies, we're going to bring our lunch. When you start realize how much you spend on lunch every day.
Yeah, what I would say is, having worked with a lot of young people at our bread and butter offices, or in general with you know, folks who I know work in offices and have a lot of folks that, you know, are employees or coworkers. So we have a food court at the Works, all right? Have you been there before on the Upper West Side?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And, you know, I was talking to another guy that's got a company that's over at Phipps and Lennox. And he's like, I got 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. You can't get lunch for less than $20 in those areas.
Yeah.
You can't walk in a food court and find a
$9. Colony Square downstairs. Hard pressed to go find a lunch downstairs.
For less, if you want to get a drink, you can't get out for less than $20. Do the math. You have $60 a week to spend on 3 lunches, you know, which is, you know, over the course of a month, $250. That's thousands of dollars a year. I get it. There are no deals. There's no bargains in Buckhead and Brookhaven and the Upper West. I like it's just not. So I get why people are doing that.
Yeah.
Right. I just try to, you know. I think a lot of people also maybe skip lunch or don't skip lunch. I don't know.
Who's skipping lunch out there? Crazies? No way. I just think it's you didn't. A lot of the younger folks didn't grow up with it, and it's a nice escape from the office sometimes just to get out and about. And then there's the awkward moment of
going to like a garden to eat it. You need your desk. You going outside?
That's what I meant. Like you got. Do you have a little cafeteria? Do you have?
This is some bad food in those office like. You've been to an office park. You've been to an office park cafeteria. I mean, you talk about just uninspiring.
I don't even want to put my bag of goodies in the refrigerator that hasn't been cleaned in, I don't know, decades.
Yeah.
It's
what's that Rising Roll brand or something that goes into, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody, but when I see that, I don't get inspired.
Mm-hmm. So it's just different habits. I was.
Did you see my social media yesterday? I was filming Atlanta Eats.
Mm-mm.
Why aren't you on my Instagram?
I don't know how Instagram works, but let me tell you what I'm getting a ton of is like if I just happen to mention like I'm looking for whatever it is. I talk about playing horseshoes, and all of a sudden I get horseshoes in my Instagram. We were, whatever it was.
About playing horseshoes.
Somebody was talking about horseshoes horseshoes is the new cornhole. Mm-hmm. Like people are starting to play horseshoes.
I didn't know that, but just
say, please stick with me. Well, I'm just keep like, you up to date. I know you're eating sandwiches, and it doesn't pop up on my phone every day.
I work with you because you're not in a food algorithm.
God,
so get
I'm
in
so
the
glad.
Right algorithm.
I don't want to be in that algorithm.
So,
I don't want to be inspired to eat.
I was at the Omni Hotel downtown yesterday filming.
Okay.
At their sports bar, we're filming, and their restaurant. We're doing a big project with them. And there is a smash burger. If you get a chance to see the smash burger there, like I might drive downtown today. I may check into the Omni just to eat that burger. You got to see it. Anyways, I understand why you're asking about people bringing in their lunch.
Yeah,
there's nothing
I think
made
it's
me
interesting.
Happy. If my wife would like give me a little lunch box that I could walk in, you know, with like, you know, beautiful sandwich, nice side items.
That would mean you'd have to make it though. She works too. Why is she making you a lunch and bringing you a lunch box?
I think she knows that it would be a nice role for her to fill. You know what I mean? The chances of her handing me a lunch box are about zero.
None. Yeah. Right. There we go. Yeah, Let's go. College football.